2 years after the Nazi and Soviet occupation of Poland, the exiled Polish army put 700 Polish women and children on a ship to virtually nowhere. "If we live, we'll meet again," is the last thing they heard from their families. After being denied by every country it touched, the ship finally reached Bombay, where it was again rejected by the British. With nowhere left to go, help came from one Indian king. This is the story of Maharaja Jam Sahib, India's own Oscar Schindler. You're listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. Sometime toward the end of the 8th century, two Rajput brothers fled a family feud in Sindh and sought refuge in Kutch. They belonged to a ruling class Rajput tribe indigenous to Sindh. They were embroiled in a violent power struggle after the death of Lakhog Hularo, the patriarch. Their asylum marked their clan's entry in what's today Gujarat. About 400 years later, a similar power struggle led to the exile of an heir apparent, Lakho Jadani from Sindh. Just like his two ancestors, he too headed east. Once in Kutch, Jadani carved himself a small little territory with a newly settled Lakhiar Viro as his capital. From that point on, his progeny came to be referred to as the Jadejas, that is, belonging to Jada. Another 400 years down the line, the dynasty went through yet another power struggle, this time in Kutch. Just like earlier, it involved two ambitious brothers, cousins to be precise. One got the throne, the other exile. The latter, named Jam Rawal, escaped to Saurashtra and founded a new capital. He called it Navanagar, Gujarati for new town. Today, we know it as Jamnagar. That was a highly abridged story of the Jadejas and how they came to be at the helm of Kutch and Saurashtra. Theirs is a 1200-year-old story of exile, exodus, refuge, and sanctuary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?